Jack McLamb program coming to you from the great Rocky Mountains of the USA, Idaho County, Idaho to be exact. Good to be back with you today, folks. We're just completely inundated with information here. I want to say that we're blessed to have publications coming in here to our police and military organization, Aiding Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, receives about 70 publications a month. And it'd be nice if we were able to read entirely all of these publications. All of them have good information in them. Sometimes you have to read between the lines because many of them are foreign publications. A number of them are, anyway. And also, we do not have any publications coming in here, and we're very proud of that, that are American-controlled news. We don't have any American magazines, American newspapers, anything like that, because we've learned in our 23 years of examining the press for information, our police investigators have found out that you can't trust anything you read in the American press. So we do go as often as we can daily to the foreign press, and we have probably 20 different websites of foreign newspapers and foreign magazines to read to find out what's happening in the United States. For example, today I'm going to share with you some of our foreign press here. This is from Ukrainian Times, the Ukrainian Times, about U.S. use of weather modification techniques by U.S. Air Force, which you wouldn't read this in the United States, folks. And then we have others coming in from different parts of the UK. For example, we found out that Al Lorenz, our brother over there in Baghdad, who's in civil affairs in the military for 20 years almost, he's a non-commissioned officer over there serving in our U.S. military. In civil affairs, we read you his letter about why we can't win in Baghdad because of the nature of the guerrilla war going on there. And he was proved right again in this article just came in that 44 killed in U.S. airstrike near Fallujah, near the health ministry. 44 people were bombed by the U.S. government, or the people were bombed and 44 died. And so, of course, we can't win a guerrilla war when you keep killing the people's relatives over there and more of them join into the guerrilla war against our people. We'll be right back. We're taking our first break with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program in just a couple minutes.
Learn Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there. Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
The phone lines up. I'm going to open them up because we'd like to hear from some of you out there. The last few days I've been involved in sharing information with you that comes into our Police and Military Association here, which you usually will not get in other places. And then I'll get on with this United Kingdom news article about 44 killed in U.S. strike in Fallujah. A number of them were women and children. And so Al Lorenz, our dear brother there on the ground in Baghdad, is right, you know, and all of us soldiers know, of course, if you can continue to kill the civilian population, that you're going to have a resistance grow. And as you kill more of the civilian population, men, women, and children, that are not combatants, then you're going to have more guerrilla recruits. And that's what's going on over there today that our 20-year veteran, Al Lorenz, talked to us about through his report to us, why we can't win over there. Anyway, we want to open the phone lines up. Let's do that right now and hear what you have to say out there. If you have anything you want to talk about, that'll be fine. I'm going to go on with this information I want to get to you. But you can call in on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We'd like to have this information coming to you because we get it here from all sources out of the country and in the country, too, but we use none of the establishment news because most of that is all contrived or twisted. As we know, every time they do an article on our Constitutional Police and Military Association here, or on me, who heads up this volunteer police and military organization, it's always twisted and it's always leaning towards us being a bunch of crazy radicals who are out to overthrow the United States government. Isn't that strange, folks? We just talk about God and the Constitution, bringing us back under God and the Constitution, and the media labels us and the government labels us as radicals wanting to overthrow the United States government. But anyway, we've got the phone number out. If you'd like to call in, that's fine. But let's go on with this article here from the United Kingdom. It says here, 44 people were killed as U.S. forces continued their relentless strikes against targets allegedly connected with Al-Qaeda, linked to Zakawi, this guy, Abu Mossad Zakawi. Woo, hard for this old Virginia boy to pronounce some of these names. Near Fallujah, with medical sources saying many of the victims were women and children. Goes on to say on Monday, Fallujah General Hospital has been flooded with casualties because of the repeated strikes in recent days. It was filled with chaotic scenes near early Friday, as civilians brought in their own wounded in ambulances and cars. On Monday, U.S. strikes killed 15 people and wounded others in other areas. When killed in combat, foreign fighters are not always brought to government hospitals and morgues and often remain unaccounted for whatever the reason. The U.S. military said the strikes were conducted at 9:45 p.m., 1745 GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, adding that the foreign fighters were pushed towards a village, forcing the army to discontinue the engagement of those terrorists, in order to protect the civilian population. Well, you know, we're having so many of the civilian population over there die, that and some Americans who have been taught that all Arabs are bad and ought to all be destroyed are cheering as I'm saying this. I know because I've talked to some of you. But our brother Al Lorenz tells us how bad this is for our own American soldiers over there, because we mentioned yesterday that we've been told by several sources, and one was a colonel, that over 1,000 insurgents are coming in a night into this area to fight Americans. And these people are non-military. They're coming in and joining the guerrilla war because they know, of course, that we're coming for their nation next. If we ever get out of Iraq, and their hope is that we don't, that's why they're sending 1,000 civilians in to become guerrillas with the those fighting us right now. Then we're coming for Iran, which is true, and Syria, which is true, and Saudi Arabia and Lebanon. All those places are true, and they now know it. So there's no reason why they shouldn't come and fight us in Iraq. And our brother Al Lorenz talks about how we're not going to win this if we keep blowing up the civilian population in the area. Okay, that was a report from the United Kingdom. It goes on and on and on, but I didn't want to spend the whole show on that, folks. Also, we want to tell you that our Police and Military Association here is happy to get letters from our police officers. I know this might sound a little like pablum right now, but it's not. It's not at all. I'm going to share with you a couple letters here I've received on email. One of them some time back, but it just hits me today, because we had a private citizen call us from, where was it, doggone it, Pennsylvania, I think it was, that is going to order 1,000 of our police and military newsletter and go door-to-door and hand it out to all the people in his community on the traffic law publication we put out, proving that the right to travel has always been a citizen's right. It has never been a government privilege, but the government changed it into a government privilege and now has police officers who don't know any better tell them that it's never been a right, it's always been a government privilege. Well, it might seem insignificant to you with all the death and destruction going on right now, but the education of an awakening police officers in our own country, folks, is very vital to our freedoms. And if an officer is awakened because we show him the truth about something like traffic law and the right to travel, and that awakens that officer, then he's ready to accept more information from his fellow peers, police officers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. So that's why this is so important. Whatever hits their hot button awakens our brother and sister officers in uniform here in the United States to the fact that there is something wrong with the system, and they cannot always count on following orders that they know in their heart is immoral or unlawful. And our job here as Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter is to get our police and soldiers to say no to anything that violates their oath that they took to defend the Constitution and protect the people and their rights, and to say no to immoral and unlawful orders. So here's a brief letter from on the email came in from an officer, Corporal Bart. I won't give out his full name. He's in California because he can come under a lot of persecution if they find out that he's actually learning the truth about what's going on in our country or in politics overseas, something like that. But he says here, and this is just a portion of his email, Officer McLam, at a traffic stop, a citizen gave me a copy of your police publication. Several times in the past, I've seen your publication. This one was on the right to drive. It was instructional and rather shocking, I must say. I especially thought the lawyer that wrote the traffic law book for police academies was very revealing. I can't believe he actually explains how the judges got together some years back and decided to turn the people's right to drive into a government privilege. All these years, we officers have been lied to and told the right to drive was a government privilege. I can't tell you how many people I've told this lie to in the population. I have had people tell me that they have a right to drive. Well, I told them they were wrong. Government grants people who passes the driving test and obeys the rules the privilege to drive. Another thing my fellow officers wrote in that publication, I agree with, is having a driver's license, registration, and insurance that does not make anybody a better driver. Now, I like your retort, he says here. Make you safer? Not so. The truth is 99.9% of drivers who have accidents have a driver's license. Very true. He says, I must apologize to all of you there. You see, for several years, I thought you and our colleagues who worked with you were a group of disgruntled, off-the-beat officers with an axe to grind with government for whatever the reason. Now I can say I was wrong. Thanks for the good intel, and keep it coming, Corporal Bart in California. Now people will say, well, my goodness, that's no big thing, Jack. So he now knows that the government tricked us and changed our right to travel into the right to, or a privilege, government privilege. Well, that's not the issue with this letter, folks. This guy, this cop, is opening up. He's waking up to what is going on. He's now found out that the government he never thought would ever lie to him has lied to him. Folks, that is a major change in this officer's life, and you can hear it in his letter here. Because now he's going to receive our publication and our information that we're going to send him, and he's going to believe that possibly he should check out our other material and see if it's true. So this is what we do here all the time at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We try to reach into the hearts and minds of our police officers and soldiers who are there wishing they could serve and protect the American people, but find out that they're not allowed to do that today. I'll be right back with more. I'll give you one more letter from another officer, because we usually focus on the military here, but tonight I'll give you a couple letters from some of our good police officers out there. Be right back.
over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 apiece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again. But worse this time. By creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Okay, folks, this is the Officer Jack McLam program. This is that old cop Jack McLam, now retired, by the way, up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho. Good to be back with you, and I want to give out that number again. If you'd like to call in and talk about anything, go ahead and call us on 800-313-9443. And before we get off this traffic thing, I think there's something else you should realize, and some of you do, I'm sure. Why do you suppose the judges all got together? And you know what? I think I'll read you that quote of the judges and how they did a backdoor job on turning our right to travel into a government-granted privilege. Why do you think it was so important to these judges? Remember, FDR said, if it happens in government, it was planned that way. And these guys have been planning for a long, long time what was going to happen to us in America here. How you like the restrictions coming on your right to travel. You know, it's already been decided in this phony 9/11 cover-up commission's report that we're going to have roadblocks in the streets now for your own good, of course, and we're going to have a national ID card, probably be a national driver's license. And how important is the right to travel? Have you ever seen the old movies of the Germans stopping people and the communists stopping people along the roadway? Let's see your papers, please. Roadblocks, checkpoints. That is what's coming to America. But we had to make the American people believe they do not have a God-given right to travel as we do. We have to make them believe that the government grants you the privilege as you act in good behavior. Here's that lawyer back in 1964, U.S. Attorney Irving Ikeson, in his popular Police Academy training manual at the time entitled Manual for Traffic Officer, confirms this progressive government fraud being practiced against the American people, purposely converting their inalienable God-given right to travel into a government-granted privilege. On page 33 of that manual, in discussing the operator's license, he boldly admits and supports the fraud, but in essence offers the same overused dictator's lie as to why government feels it must remove more of the people's rights, implying it's for the people's own good in order to protect the society as a whole. Here's what Attorney Ikeson says. In order to allow the state the broad powers of control over motor vehicles, which it must have to keep the roads at all safe, the courts had to do some juggling with our traditional ideas of our rights and privileges as citizens. They juggled our rights, folks. After all, doesn't every taxpayer, now this is tongue-in-cheek, he's talking to law enforcement people in the police academy, he says, after all, doesn't every taxpayer help pay for the roads, and therefore shouldn't they have the absolute right to use the roads as he sees fit? Well, if this were the case, then we could forget any effective traffic control, because such rights could only be controlled by a very elaborate and complicated court procedures. In other words, they would have to go to court to violate your rights, folks, so they have to do something about this. They can't be going to court and trying to get around your rights, your inalienable rights as citizens. They have to do something about it. So he says to get around this, the court set up a theory that the right to drive is a privilege and not a constitutional right. Privileges are subject to state control with a minimum of formalities. Whereas, this lawyer says, rights are surrounded with constitutional protections and can be moved only by a legal bulldozer. So your rights were juggled, folks. The right to travel is really a very serious issue in a totalitarian system that's being set up in America. You do not have a right to travel. You will be allowed to travel as the government says you have a right to travel. You will have travel papers, you will have permits, and you will have roadblocks and checkpoints in a totalitarian system, which is coming. So when this officer writes to me and is dealing with him awakening over the fact the government lied to him over something as superfluous, he may think, after going to a homicide today and a child molestation and a robbery. But, folks, it is serious when your right to motivation is limited by your government and called a government privilege from now on. I'll get back to the other officer's letter here, a sergeant out of Upper Midwest, in just a moment. Let's go to the person on the phone. Who was that, Paul? Hey, Jimmy from Texas. Come on here, Jimmy. How are you doing today?
How you doing, Officer Jack?
Doing well.
Hey, I was wondering if that document you're reading from, and you were saying the officer was given at the traffic stops, available online at your website or anything.
It's not right now. That would be a good thing to put on there, but it's not right now. I haven't even had time. We're working on the next police military newsletter. I haven't even had time to answer this officer here, this Corporal Bard in California. So we're a little behind, but that's not a bad idea. Actually,
keep my eyes peeled.
Yeah, when we get back here, Jimmy, I'll tell you how to get a copy of this police and military publication that'll help you out.
Okay.
That we wrote on the right to travel. We'll be right back.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally-based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
And Jimmy asked a question here about how to get information on this. We'll see if we can't post this letter. We always want to protect the identity of our soldiers and police officers out there, which we'll do. This is a corporal in California, law enforcement. But the Right to Travel publication put out by police officers and military, 2000, year 2000, the fall of 2000, is a very special edition we put out because so many people were saying that they are seeing their rights violated by being stopped for all kinds of traffic stops across the nation more and more. And we had a great interest in checking out and seeing what we read court cases. Matter of fact, it said basically like this one here, Foster Incorporated versus Boise City, the right to travel over a street or highway is a primary, absolute right of everybody. We kept seeing these cases, and yet we were telling the people, the government wouldn't lie to us police officers in the police academies, that the right to travel didn't ever exist, that it's always been a government-granted privilege to keep the streets safe. And so if you'd like to get a copy of this, Jimmy, and those others listening out there, write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and see what our investigation turned up about this fraud of the government setting up a system of where they decide who can be on the highway and who can't. And we see now this coming full circle as our Attorney General begins to implement this phony 9/11 cover-up commission's suggestions of what we should have in America to keep us safe, and they've suggested national ID, roadblocks, and all that. And so this is going to become more critical. So here's what you do. Write to Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and it's easier just to write on your envelope A, that's a capital A, the and sign, the little squiggly and sign, and another capital A. So your envelope will just say A and A. And that'll get to us here at HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, box 357, like the Magnum I carried on duty my whole career. Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, box 357. Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Now, our police and soldiers here are all volunteers, but the costs go on. You know, printing costs, postage has gone up, and printing costs have gone up, and keeping the lights on here has gone up. Everything's gone up. So please, folks, include a donation when you write in for this Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. We usually ask $5 donation. In the newsletter, you'll see it listed there, $5 for one, but on the air, I just asked for $3. If you don't mind, don't write a check. Just put $3 in a, you can put more, of course. $10 bill would be really nice, but if you'd like a copy of this right to travel issue, put down Aid and Abet special issue or special edition 14 on the right to travel, and that'll get it to you. As long as we still have copies, and I do believe I saw a stack of these in our office not too long ago. I don't remember how big a stack, but we probably have enough to cover whoever would call in or write in to us. Okay, let's go now. Thank you for calling in on that. And the lines are open once again. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's go now to another officer's letter. Sergeant Martin in Upper Midwest came in on the email. He said here, "Dear Brother Jack," and I'll just cut to the chase on this. They get kind of lengthy, but I'm just going to get the meat out of it here for you. "Salutations from the South, or Midwest," he says. "Your publication told of things that were happening or would happen in the U.S. which I just couldn't see as possible. Well, now I can begin to see," he's talking about receiving our publication, by the way, "and at one time he couldn't believe what we were saying. Now he says, I can begin to see what you guys have been saying is coming to pass here in Northeast." I'm sorry, I keep reading that. "In the Midwest." And he gives his town, which I won't give. Okay, the heavy amount of training for what they call us. Let me see if I can read that better. "The heavy amount of training for what they tell us is for a possible terrorist attack looks more like martial law for our citizens here. The training we're being given is to handle large crowds here in a place where we don't even have large crowds, and it's unlikely we'll have mobs of radical protesters at any time. So we officers have begun to think that this training is for some other reason, perhaps for rounding up our local citizens here in our town for whatever reason is decided, or possibly taking us to where there are large crowds to enforce martial law. I hope we are all wrong on that. My team here in," and I just put Mayberry RFD because it's a pretty small community. It's not Mayberry RFD, but that's what I have jotted in here. "Thanks. We want to thank you, our colleagues at Aid and Abet, for staying the course all these years, even when some of your fellow officers thought you were kooks." Well, perhaps we are. He goes on to say, "We're already spreading the word about your publication to our department members and other friends at the local and state law enforcement agencies. If you are right, We may not have a long time to get good information to our peers so they can know what the big picture is as to who our enemies are inside the gate. Thanks for giving us the radio information on when and where we can pick up your police program. We'll be listening in, Sergeant Martin, Upper Midwest. So this is, we're just blessed to have a police and military association here, folks, at a time when our brothers and sisters in uniform need it most. The things that are going on today are unconstitutional, just like Al Lorenz said about the unconstitutional invasion of Iraq, the unconstitutional occupation in his letter to us just the other day. And we are pleased to be here as volunteers of our police and military association to get out good information and good intel to our police and soldiers that are going to be used and are being used in some places to violate people's rights and to subjugate the American people under this totalitarian national system that, of course, as you know from the international crime families that control our government, we will be merged in at that time into the Antichrist world government system. That's their goal. So I wanted to cover a little bit from our police officers because we're completely, it seems like, hitting the war and the wars to come. And, oh, by the way, we just got a information here from a, we want to cover this too, on the war there again. Once again, we're back on the war. But that's what we do hit our military and police organization. 20 GIs killed, 5 vehicles destroyed in Afghanistan. Now, this comes to us. We talked to you about using the foreign press, trying to find out what's going on. Now, we can't verify this because our government won't tell us anything about it. But it says here that in Afghanistan, which we know we are taking casualties over there all the time, but when's the last time you've been told that we had casualties in Afghanistan? We have been told by some of our brothers and sisters in uniform who are in the medics field and also transportation that they're bringing in body bags. They're bringing in these caskets that they call shipping tubes. Old Bush named them shipping tubes today. Sounds like something UPS would handle with our brothers and sisters' bodies in them out of Afghanistan. So what do we know? Here's what the Arab Islam memo tells us in this report. An American convoy came under a massive attack by Iraqi resistance fighters in Abu Ghraib at approximately 12:30 Baghdad time yesterday. Sources at the scene reported that the resistance planted several powerful explosive devices one after the other on the road at Abu Ghraib after receiving intelligence reports that an American convoy would be traveling there. You know, this is Iraq. I'm a little confused here. They're saying the article says destroyed in Afghanistan, but Abu Ghraib is, I believe, yes, it's in, I think it's near Baghdad. It sure is. So I'm a little confused here, but let me go on with the report anyway. They kept saying Abu Ghraib, where the prison is, after receiving intelligence reports that an American convoy would be traveling there, the bombs, the explosive devices were set up and exploded. The convoy consisted of one personnel carrier and 6 jeeps. The personnel carrier, which was not fully loaded with soldiers, and 4 jeeps were completely destroyed. A correspondence of Islam memo was able to verify the American casualties to a reliable source inside the Abu Ghraib police station. There has been no official reports on the accident issued by the U.S. military or Western reporters who are confined to designated areas. See, folks, we're not getting this information. I don't know if it's true. It's coming from Arab news sources. But we are checking into these things. That's how we get on the trail of finding out what's really happened. We can ask the right questions to the right people. It says here, American forces sealed off Abu Ghraib Center after this. Following the attack, the Americans sealed off the city center at Abu Ghraib, located west of Baghdad, approximately 4 p.m. yesterday afternoon. A According to sources at the scene, more than 30 armored Bradley vehicles and Abram tanks formed a blockade, and several American fighter jets were seen flying overhead in the area skies in large numbers at the time of this filing. So, I don't know why it says here that this happened in Afghanistan in the title. This was put out by Omar La Ferris, and it was 9/22, which is today, matter of fact, 9/22 today. Of course, it's a day different there in Afghanistan and also Iraq. So anyway, we bring you this news, folks, because it always seems to be different than what we have here in the United States. And as other foreign news sources come in, we'll continue to share that with you. Let's go back to the phones here and give out that number again if you'd like to call in. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Microwave guns to be used by U.S. troops in Iraq on the rioters in Iraq. Well, it's very, very interesting, this article, because usually what happens, if we've watched over some 20 years now, is the weapons that are created by our military are then brought back to the United States to be used against the American people, especially these weapons they call not nearly lethal. There's a word they have for them, and it escapes me right now. It's not non-lethal weapons, because when I was in law enforcement not too long ago, we had non-lethal weapons like stun guns and other types of weapons, and we had to stop saying non-lethal weapons because sometimes they are lethal. And so there's another term, not mostly lethal. I forget what it is, but it means that, yes, sometimes they are lethal. But these, many of these are created in the military atmosphere, and then they're brought back to America for us, the U.S. police, to use on the people in America. And that's what we always fear when we read about these new weapons being tested out on our in our nations, over 130 nations that were subjugating the people of those nations under this Antichrist world government system today. And here we have Tony Freenberg and Gene Rement, defense correspondents, and this came out 3 days ago. It says microwave weapons that cause pain without lasting injury are to be issued to American troops in Iraq for the first time as concern mounts over the growing number of civilians killed in fighting. They should have a concern, as we said before, because when you kill civilians, you have a whole bunch of people rise up against you that were not in the fight beforehand. The non-lethal weapon, once again, that's not a term we use in law enforcement because we find out that it is lethal sometimes, but they're using the term here. These reporters are anyway. The non-lethal weapons, which use high-powered electromagnetic beams, will be fitted to vehicles already in Iraq, which will allow the system to be introduced as early as next year. Using technology similar to that found in a conventional microwave oven, the beam rapidly heats water molecules in the skin to cause intolerable pain and burning sensation. The invisible beam penetrates the skin to a depth of less than a millimeter, as soon, yeah, a meter. I'm sorry about that, folks. Skin to a depth of less than a millimeter. As soon as the target moves out of the beam's path, the pain disappears. Isn't that marvelous? Because there are no after effects, the United States Government of Defense, Department of Defense believes that the weapons will be particularly useful in urban conflict. What have we been having in the United States, folks? Watch at a neighborhood near you in the near future. But this article goes on to say the beam could be used to scatter large crowds in which insurgents operate at close quarters to both troops and civilians. The skin gets extremely hot, and people can't stand the pain, so they have to move, and move in a way we want them to, said Colonel Wad Hall of the Office of Force Transformation, a body formed in November 2001 to promote rapid improvement across all of the American armed forces. Rich Garcia, spokesman for the U.S. Air Force Research Laboratory in New Mexico, where the system was developed, took part in testing the weapon and was subjected to the microwave beam, which has a range of 1 kilometer. It sure feels like your skin's on fire, he said, but when you get out of the path of the beam or shut off the beam, everything goes back to normal. There's no residual pain. A heated battle on a crowded Baghdad street, or New York City, I would add, last week that left 16 Iraqis dead, highlighted once again the pressing need to reduce the number of civilian casualties and at the same time prevent further damage to relations between American troops and the Iraqi population. American commanders later admitted to using 7 helicopter launch rockets and 30 caliber machine gun rounds in last Sunday's incident. Okay, folks, we'll be right back to finish off microwave guns used by U.S. troops in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McGlam program, and we're coming to you by the broadcast of Republic Broadcasting Network, and we certainly, our police and soldiers certainly appreciate that network for having us on, being able to disseminate this kind of information to our population. Yes, I'm reading this article forward, and I'm going to share the rest of it with you, but there's an omen in here that we see. Remember we said that these things are tested on these bad people in these places, and and then it's brought back to America to use on the American people. Well, listen to this, folks. The American commanders, I kind of rushed this before the break, so I'll read it again. American commanders later admitted, using seven helicopter-launched rockets and 30 high-caliber machine gun rounds in last Sunday's incident. Yeah, that'll certainly bring out the guerrillas as you do that into crowds. But here's the omen that I read in this article. It says, the armored vehicles that we're going to put these microwave guns on, we've named them sheriffs. Once they have been modified to carry the microwave weapons known as the Active Denial System, ADS, Colonel Hall said that U.S. Army and U.S. Marine Corps units should receive 4 to 6 ADS-equipped sheriffs, which are these armored vehicles, by September 2005. The project is initiated only 3 months ago by U.S. military chiefs and tend to rush the sheriffs into the front lines, believing that they can be of immediate assistance. In another development, the sheriffs will be fitted with Gunslinger, a rapid-fire gun currently under development that will detect enemy snipers and automatically fire back at them. God forbid a kid's out target practicing. If a sheriff, that's these armored vehicles now, proves successful, their use will be expanded in combat zones. They will also be deployed for security at ports and Air Force bases and could take part in border patrols. Okay, well, we don't have to worry about any illegal Mexicans getting hit with them because we're not going to have any border patrol of our 2,000-mile border there in north of our border there with Mexico. All right, well, thought you'd find that interesting, folks. I guess we're out of time for tonight. Looks like it from the clock. Very, very close. Now, this is a good time, folks, to remember that this broadcast was brought to you by Republic Broadcasting Network, and we want to show our appreciation to them by telling you that if you're going to help out in using mass communications, if you're going to help out funding mass communications, we certainly agree with that, because mass communications is doing so much more today to spread the word of God and to spread the truth than any other means we have today. So we're blessed by being here, and I hope you'll bless Republic Broadcasting Network by hooking up with John Statmella and the team and donating monthly to their work. We have also been asked to ask you that we need to be on shortwave on this show, this Officer Jack McLam program. So if you want to donate to get us on shortwave, we would certainly appreciate that too. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. Don't forget the quote this old cop likes to give you, the promise, every night, or every night when I can. A nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order? Absolutely never. I give you this pledge because I truly do love you, America. Have a great evening.
Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure at 870-269-4177. 1-800-981-7177 or dial them up on the web at www.herb.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.